This is Reflections West with Lisa Simon and David Moore.
Featuring original stories and ideas of the American West.
Today we're reading a reflection by Eric Kappelman, born and raised in Missoula and currently attending the University of Montana. Here, Kappelman muses on the traces we leave behind and how the past can cast shadows on our future. He writes,
"My close friend from high school died recently as the result of a car crash from 3 years ago. He had been driving to Missoula. A short time ago, I drove that same road with my pregnant wife and 4-year-old daughter. We went to our family's ranch outside of Big Timber. The place is falling apart after my parents' divorce, after years of disability and alcohol. I think to myself, when that homestead collapses after 100 years, it will finally be over. My daughter had never been to the ranch before this, nor had she met my father's old friends, whose house had been strangely built up around a trailer, although you couldn't tell. A pond flows into a wall of cattails. There is a muddy blue paddle boat. When I was a kid, we used to swim in that pond, our toes sinking into deep, cold muck on the bottom. It was cold the day we visited. My daughter held my hand and asked if we could get in the boat. I said no. I know one day we will come back and paddle the boat and swim in the pond. We will ride to the ranch, smell the sage, and look out at whatever is left. I hope the memories of my friend don't fade. Nights on dirt roads, warm beer and dented cans. Before children, before responsibility, before anyone our age drank too much. I see him some nights in headlights and sirens on the highway. I see him on dirt roads. And sometimes I see him in the mirror."
Kappelman pairs his reflection with a poem by Richard Hugo, a legend of the Montana literary tradition.
In this excerpt of his famous poem, Degrees of Gray in Phillipsburg, Hugo captures the beauty, mysticism, and horror of living in the West.
Degrees of Gray in Phillipsburg. You might come here Sunday on a whim. Say your life broke down. The last good kiss you had was years ago. You walk these streets laid out by the insane, past hotels that didn't last, bars that did. The tortured try of local drivers to accelerate their lives. Only churches are kept up. The jail turned 70 this year. The only prisoner is always in, not knowing what he's done. The principle supporting business now is rage. Hatred of the various grays the mountain sends. Hatred of the mill, the silver bill repeal, the best-liked girls who leave each year for Butte. One good restaurant and bars can't wipe the boredom out. The old man, 20 when the jail was built, still laughs, although his lips collapse. Someday soon, he says, I'll go to sleep and not wake up. You tell him no. You're talking to yourself. The car that brought you here still runs. The money you buy lunch with, no matter where it's mined, is silver. And the girl who serves your food is slender, and her red hair lights the wall.
An excerpt of a poem by Richard Hugo.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Austin, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana, the Western Heritage Center, and Radius Gallery, a contemporary fine arts gallery in Missoula, Montana.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.